This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization says there may never be a silver bullet to stop the spread of the coronavirus. The head of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said in a media briefing Monday that a number of vaccines are now in phase 3 clinical trials, but he said there might never be an easy cure. Tedros urged all countries and individuals to take all of the preventative measures possible, testing, contact tracing, social distancing, and wearing masks to stop the spread of the virus. Worldwide, the total number of cases has surpassed 18 million. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. In the United States, which has about one-fourth of the world's cases, negotiations continue Monday between the White House and congressional Democrats on a new aid package that would include federal money to help the millions of people who are unemployed. A previous round of federal aid that provided $600 a week to the unemployed expired last week. The talks come as the United States deals with an ongoing surge in cases that began in June and pushed leaders in some states to reimpose restrictions designed to curb the spread of the virus. President Trump on Monday criticized a key White House coronavirus advisor after she told a national television audience that a new surge in infections was, in her words, extraordinarily widespread in rural areas of the country and cities. That was Dr. Deborah Birx. Mr. Trump sent out this tweet this morning. Much of our country is doing very well. Open the schools. Dr. Birx, the White House coronavirus task force coordinator, told CNN on Sunday, "We're in a new phase. What we're seeing is different from March and April. To everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus." That's the end of a quote. You can find more on this story and others at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump said Monday he will ban popular video app TikTok by September 15th unless the United States company Microsoft acquires it before then. The Republican president said last week he would ban the app, which is owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance, because of security concerns. Trump said Monday he would not mind if Microsoft acquired the app, but that the purchase would have to be completed by September 15th. In a statement, Microsoft confirmed that its CEO had met with Mr. Trump and was committed to acquiring the company by the stated deadline. The statement said Microsoft looks forward to continuing dialogue with the U.S. government, including the president. At least two people died and one was wounded Monday in a suspected suicide bombing outside a restaurant in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Police and witnesses said the security guard stopped the suicide bomber before he detonated himself. The security guard died. There is no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. A deadly Islamic State attack on a prison in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad has left at least 29 people dead and around 50 others wounded, including prisoners and security personnel. Authorities say the Sunday attack by the local Islamic State chapter went well into Monday and lasted about 20 hours. The prison held nearly 1,800 inmates when it was attacked. Police say they arrested more than 1,000 prisoners who tried to flee, but some are still missing. The Israeli army says it killed four men laying explosives at a security fence along the Israeli-occupied sector of the Golan Heights on Monday. Tensions are already high between bitter rivals Israel and Syria. Israel did not directly blame Syrian forces for the munitions fire, but said it held the Damascus government responsible. Lawmakers in the state of Nevada have agreed to send ballots to all voters in the western U.S. state for November's presidential election. It's a move that drew an immediate rebuke from President Trump as unfair to Republicans. The legislation, which is expected to be signed by Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak, would make Nevada the eighth state to automatically send mail-in ballots to make it easier to vote and avoid long lines at polling places on November 3rd, in the midst of the continuing surge of the coronavirus pandemic in the United States. And Irish politician and Nobel Peace Prize winner John Hume has died at 83, his family said. Hume is best known for fashioning an agreement to end violence in his native Northern Ireland. He shared the 1998 Nobel Prize with David Trimble, the first minister of Northern Ireland at the time, for their roles in securing the 1998 Good Friday Peace Agreement. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.